maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
It started in 2006. But in our hearts, I suppose it started after a fateful trip to Italy. That's why it's got a butchered Italian. Yeah.
So thing. Both of you are junkaholics?
Yes.
Yes. Well,
we love Italy.
We decided that we would just finally decide what we were going to do.
With our lives.
We had small children and we thought, well, if we're going to make a change, we're going to do it.
And when was this?
We went in 2005.
Yeah.
And so we kind of went with this idea that whatever we decide to do, we're going to come back and do it no matter what. We had a pact, and so we decided over there we'd start a small business.
And when did you put this up, this
2006.
Store? 2006.
So 10 years ago. This store, we've been here for 12 months, but 12 months. We opened in 2006. Yeah, so we started in a really small
in
business.
In your market.
So we did the markets because Dev had the foresight to get us. We started as a digital business on the internet 11 years ago.
Okay.
So we created our website, people would order our brownies and ship them overnight. So we wanted to be the best gifting company in the world, basically. We were ahead of our time. And we weren't cheap either. $50 a box 11 years ago already. But the thing is, we wanted to start out as an internet business. And because we needed to make more turnover to help support the growth of that business, that's why we went to the markets.
Yeah, talking online, you know, Amazon Food is coming here. Are you not afraid, or are you going to bring it to Amazon Food?
No, I'm not bringing it to Amazon Food.
No? So you're going to fight them, the giants?
Because I think they're going really grocery, aren't they?
Oh, but you can never tell that's Amazon.
Yeah. I mean, I think what we've really decided is that we're going to grow. We're a family business. We're really committed to growing a small brand.
When you say you're a family business, are the children involved in the business?
Yes.
So what are their roles? You've got two.
We've got two. They're both at uni. They're at university, both of them.
Yep.
They're studying double degrees in business and law, both of them. One doing law finance, one doing law marketing.
Oh, that's good.
They work every Saturday and Sunday at the stores. And they've been working at the market since they were 6 and 8.
So they've been working in the business for all that time, and basically they do anything that needs to happen. From at Christmas time, they've, you know, headed up logistics, make sure that
last year they
orders,
did all the order sending out all around the world.
But are the children involved in the production?
When required, they will
help. And our youngest daughter does all the product development with me now. So if we do a new flavor, she makes it. We're a small business, so when the crunch comes, everyone does whatever job they need to do.
Yeah, so they know the business inside out.
They can do every job.
They've run the front of house, you know, the front of the cafe, they've run the kitchen. So, you know, they may not have an official title, but their official title is they know the business.
They've been part of every Christmas, every massive order that we've ever done.
Do they ever complain that so much time for the business and little time for the social life?
We try and balance it. I mean, I grew up in multicultural Melbourne where people really hated their parents' businesses. So I guess what we did from a really young age was when we asked them, we just wrote a blog actually on how we asked them if they wanted our family to be part of a business. And at that point, they were like 6 and 4. So we always treated them as part of the family. So we made them very much part of all of the decisions along the way.
Which sells more, your online business or your retail business?
Probably retail now. So we've got two stores. We have two stores now. So that's kind of changed the dynamic.
And you say online, it crosses the border. I mean,
Australia-wide, and also we get people. Well, we get a lot of people from overseas who order.
How do you maintain the freshness?
We formulated a recipe that is very heavily chocolate focused, and so refrigerated our brownies last for 3 months.
I was lucky enough to taste
the classic
fruit cake. Yeah, it really melts, because I was told it really melts.
Oh, the truffle.
On your tongue.
We don't put any preservatives or any additives in our food, so everything's very sort of pure and simple. So we don't do anything to kind of hold it together or bind it or anything. So they do tend to just melt.
Look, our signature is our brownie. And like the brownies, like I said, because of the way that we formulated them, you could order from Sydney, and we generally ship it overnight to Sydney or any major capital city. You could order in the morning today and it'll be there to tomorrow. That's how
we... But you have to pay for the...
15.
For the cost for the...
Shipment is $15.
$15. But we also do ship overseas at Christmas time. We have clients that send product all around the world.
It's not cheap at the moment, it's a minor export, looking to grow our export market at the moment, but also just individual brownie sales. If somebody like Ron Manila wants to order something to be sent to Manila, we will send it. It may cost a few hundred, like $280. There are people that are paying it because we send it by FedEx, because it's not cheap, but it gets there.
So what really is the competitive edge of De La Mano?
We have a unique recipe that we developed. So when nobody cared about brownies, we actually decided that we would do something about brownies for that very reason. So we're unique in our recipe, we're unique in our formulation. We actually hand wrap all of our brownies, but I guess what we do is we deliver a whole experience. If you come to our store or you connect with us,
but basically special. You're marketing people, so who does the technical thing, that the taste, the formulation of the chocolate and everything?
But Deb's got a science background. She's a food, like I say, she's a food scientist. So that's how she headed up new product development.
Yeah,
okay. So I made the brownies so that we
that's
could,
the marketing job?
So I made the brownies so that we did have something that was different. At the time, no one cared about brownies, and it was all dusty, cocoa-y sort of stuff, if you could find one. So I reformulated. We put Belgian chocolate in. We used Australian butter. Everything was expensive. We hand make everything. We hand wrap everything.
Yeah.
So they were small. And part of our challenge in those early years was actually trying to convince people that you didn't need something giant to just enjoy a nice little piece.
Yeah.
So I guess
that's one of the distinctive features of your chocolate.
Yeah.
It's handmade.
Yes.
So how do you maintain in terms of cost, because it's labor intensive on
it's
your
very
part.
Very labor intensive.
Does it affect really your costs or?
It's really difficult.
There's a claim on your store that Ashton Kutcher, the famous Ashton Kutcher, loves your product. How does it feel, you know, serving one of the famous Hollywood stars?
No, it was, look, we lost everything in the floods at that stage because of the 2011 floods, wasn't it? And it was quite a pat on the back, I suppose. But we got a call from Village Roadshow, who then said, look, he wants your brownies in Paris by Wednesday, can you do it? So we said, and this is after the floods, and we actually had to evacuate stock because our kitchen wasn't working, but we had stored some in refrigeration.
So, you didn't look for the shop, or by accident? How come you were chosen? Has he tasted it before?
He had, because we actually often had our brownies given to movie stars when they came to Australia.
Which we wouldn't have known.
And a year prior, they were given.
They were given to him somehow.
Yeah.
And I don't know what hotel it was, but anyway, he had tried them, I'm pretty sure. We just got a call from Village saying, look, he wants some brownies sent over to Paris by Wednesday, can you do it? And we're going, yeah, okay, we can. I was a bit scared because I'm going, can you do this? So that really started our foray into, forced us to look at shipping something overseas.
But that really helped. That whole thing really helped us because we just.
So where does De La Mano go after this?
We're bedding down our new stores.
We just launched a new store at Merthyr Village in New Farm. It's been going great, but you know what it's like settling down a store.
And then as a Filipino, have you ever regretted that? Well, it's good you're doing a business, but it's not basically a Filipino-oriented business. What's your view on this?
I think there's an orientation of it. I mean, food, you know, is a soulful food. It's a soulful gift, right? And as you know, Filipinos love to give pasalubongs and gifts. And a lot of it is all the time food. So the influence from a Filipino perspective is that I think that there is, in essence, a link, because I knew that the food gift is such a special thing. And that only comes from my ethnic heritage. And that built on,
you're becoming more successful here, because if you put it probably a Filipino restaurant, it could have been successful as well, but that's promoting the Filipino culture.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
There wasn't a conscious decision not to say that it was the Filipino. I suppose because I've been here for such a long time, and when you get involved in starting a business, you're just so involved in just getting it off the ground.
Yeah. Thank you.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.